With Montana News, I'm Freddie Menares. Montana's economy continues to grow, but the state faces a looming worker shortage. That's according to a report released today by Montana's top labor official. Corn Kate's Carney reports from Helena.
Montana Department of Labor and Industry Commissioner Pam Busey handed Governor Steve Bullock the annual Labor Day report in an event at a Helena finance company.
Wage growth is certainly moving in the right direction. It is a good time to be a part of our state's labor force.
The 40-page report says Montana outperformed the U.S. economy in terms of personal income growth, and state wages increased more than 3% last year. Governor Bullock's Republican challenger, Greg Gianforte, has made Montana's position near the bottom of states in terms of wages a major issue in his campaign. But today's report also says the state could see unemployment dip under 2% in the next 10 years, mostly due to retiring baby boomers, which is expected to slow job growth. Commissioner Busey says Montana will need to streamline education and training programs and may need to entice more out-of-state workers to bring their careers to Montana. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
A second public comment period on the proposal to remove Yellowstone area grizzly bears from the endangered species list opens tomorrow. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service most recently proposed taking the bears off the list in March. That triggered an initial 60-day comment period. The survey says it received more than 290,000 comments during that time. Since then, new information has come in that the service will consider, including state management plans from Montana, Wyoming, and Idaho. Those plans spell out how the states would manage the number of bears killed by humans should federal protection be removed. They include outlines for potential grizzly bear hunting seasons in the state, too. U.S. Fish and Wildlife spokeswoman Serena Baker says there are also new scientific reviews of the agency's proposed delisting rule.
We committed to the public that once we had received the peer reviews on the proposed delisting rule for the Yellowstone grizzly bear population, that we would reopen the comment period. And it's really to give people an opportunity to comment on the rule in light of this new information.
Those who want to keep the Yellowstone area grizzlies on the endangered species list say the Fish and Wildlife Service is overestimating the bear's population and underestimating the threats to their food supplies like whitebark pine seeds. Federal wildlife managers are aiming to make a delisting decision by the end of the year. A Macon County resident is the first Montana resident to die from complications related to West Nile virus this year. State health officials said today that the case is a 6 reported in Dawson County. One has been reported in Garfield County. The state health department said the victim was an adult and had not traveled outside the state over the past month. No other information was released. West Nile virus is transmitted by infected mosquitoes. According to the Center for Disease Control in Montana, no deaths were recorded by the West Nile virus last year. Former Montana Representative Dan Kennedy has settled allegations that he took illegal corporate contributions from a dark money organization not required to disclose its donors or spending. Kennedy agreed to pay more than $19,000 in an agreement signed Thursday with Commissioner of Political Practices Jonathan Modell. That is the same amount a jury found Representative Art Wittick took in contributions from corporate groups affiliated with the Anti-Union National Right to Work Committee. Kennedy and Wittick are among 9 Republican candidates Modell has accused of taking illegal contributions during the 2010 primary election campaigns. 6 of the 9 cases have either been settled or resolved in court. Kennedy represented a Billings district in the Montana House from 2011 to 2013. Montana has reopened a 26-mile stretch of the Yellowstone River to fishing after officials did not find any more dead mountain whitefish there in the last week. The section open today runs from the Yellowstone National Park border downstream to the Carbella Fishing Access site in Paradise Valley. It was part of the 183-mile stretch of the river and its tributaries closed on August 19th to prevent the spread of a parasite that has killed thousands of whitefish. A 51-mile stretch from Carbella downstream to outside Livingston remains closed to all recreational activity. A handyman and probationer has pleaded guilty to killing a 57-year-old Deer Lodge man and a 79-year-old mother during a confrontation over thousands of dollars in stolen silver. Powell County Attorney Lewis Smith says 53-year-old David Wayne Nelson pleaded guilty today to 2 counts of deliberate homicide for the October 2015 deaths of Greg Giannanotti and 79-year-old Beverly Giannanotti. Prosecutors agreed to dismiss a charge of theft and two counts of obstructing justice. They are recommending Nelson be given two concurrent sentences of life in prison. A sentencing date has not been set. Nelson confessed last November to stealing the silver, selling it for $26,000 in Missoula, and killing the Giannottis during a confrontation over the theft. He led investigators to their bodies. A new report says Montana wages are still among the lowest in the nation, but they are rising faster than the national average. The Montana Department of Labor and Industry released its annual Labor Day report today. It says the average wage rose 3% in 2015 to just over $40,000, while inflation was only 0.1%. The report says a strong economy and tighter labor market is driving the growth. However, low oil prices led to a decline in employment and wages in eastern Montana last year. Republican gubernatorial candidate Greg Gianforte has focused on the state's low wages as his bid to oust Democratic Steve Bullock. Montana News, I'm Freddie Menares.